Days before Zimbabwe's national election, young campaigners put up posters for an opposition party's candidates. The headlines in one of the government-run newspapers proclaimed the president's plan to reinstate mandatory price controls on basic commodities. And at a campaign rally in Harare, President Robert Mugabe threatens to nationalize British companies.
After elections,
critics say Mugabe seeks to deflect voters' attention from an economy reeling under an inflation rate of 100,000% and an unemployment rate that some estimate at 80%. But people working to unseat Mugabe at the Bulawayo offices of the Movement for Democratic Change, or MDC, speak of victory. Paul Tembenyati is an MDC candidate for Parliament.
The average Zimbabwean is a decent human being like anybody else, like anyone in any part of the world, and we desire freedom. We require as much assistance as is possible. We require solidarity from the international community. We need people to say to Mugabe, what you are doing is unacceptable.
Voters will decide Saturday who controls the Parliament, and they will select senators and councillors in a charged electoral climate. Opposition leaders say they expect hundreds of thousands to take to the polls, anxious for reform. The 84-year-old Mugabe, in power for 28 years and seeking a sixth term, faces what could be his toughest challenge. 20,000 people attended a raucous rally Sunday for MDC founder Morgan Tsvangirai, who is in the race. Former ruling party finance minister Simba Mokoni is also in the race, announcing his challenge earlier this year. Member of Parliament David Coulthard is a member of the MDC, supporting the Mokoni faction.
However, on the negative side, we certainly do not have conditions for a free and fair election. We still don't have access to media. There's a lot of covert intimidation taking place, especially in rural areas, through the use of food being used as a political weapon.
Mugabe and his ruling ZANU-PF party insist elections will be free and fair. In a TV address, Zimbabwe's Justice Minister, Patrick Chinamasa, says that the opposition candidate's accusations of rigging are false.
That is utter rubbish.
Robert Mugabe has announced that he will arrange for the presidential ballots to be finally collated in a very secretive command center in Harare. And it does appear as if he is prepared to engage in brazen and rampant rigging just to confirm his own election victory.
Zimbabwe's government says it will not allow any Western journalists into the country to cover the voting. So many images like these emerging from the country are shot undercover. Amnesty International accuses the government of intimidating and harassing those who support the opposition. Tembenyati tells a reporter he fears retribution should Mugabe win again.
I think the people of Zimbabwe have borne so much suffering in the past 28 years of ZANU-PF's rule. I just pray and hope that ZANU-PF is not tempted to do what your question implies. The consequences would be too grave for anybody to contemplate.
Still, these campaigners' spirits remain high as they spread their message, with blaring music and shouted slogans in a nation that has grown accustomed to hardship.